BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hi, podcast fans. It's Scott Mills here, and here is a podcast of the Scott Mills Daily. Looking for a job? We've got some good ones that are currently available right now. Not necessarily highly paid, but real jobs and quite good ones. We find out just how obsessed Chris is with lunch, the most important meal of the day, as he puts it. Can I just say, garnish with a pastry lid? And more real or no real. It's all on this podcast. Enjoy it.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, a chance to win some Scott Mills points. If you're a regular listener to this show, you know that my friend Chris here is obsessed with lunch. Like, gets so stressed out about it, and will generally start talking about it at about 9 a.m. Most important thing in your day.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Now, just before we went on air this afternoon, Chris was at a shop down the road getting the lunch in. Who knew that it would be more stressful than it normally is? And it normally stresses you right out.
Well, it's because it's Friday. I thought I'd treat you know, us lot to a really nice lunch.
Yeah. So just a little insight here into how seriously he really does take it. Chris rang me up just to see what was on offer on the menu, just to discuss it with us and ask what we wanted. And I did record the conversation.
Hey. Eh?
So my question to you, listeners, how many times when Chris called me to discuss the menu, did he say the words, garnished with a pastry lid?
Okay.
Just want to give you an insight into how seriously he really takes it.
Did I really say it that often?
Well, yeah, I mean, you could guess. I mean, you said it, but you won't know how many times.
I can't have been that often. I just went through the menu twice.
Two times.
Maybe three. I'll go three.
This is for 20 Scott Mills points. At BBCR1 on Twitter. Let me know. 81199 on text. Let's find out right now.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, hi.
Right, so you've got a slow-cooked beef hot pot that says garnished with a pastry lid. I think that's like... I mean, they don't seem to be doing pies here, which is weird.
Does that upset you?
Well, I'm going to go for the slow-cooked beef hot pot thing. Because, it's garnished with a pastry lid. It can't be that bad. But what do you... It's your call.
How long have you been in there deciding this?
Well, about 5 minutes. I mean, what is a hot pot? I mean, that's not a soup, is it? That's somewhere between a soup and the main meal, isn't it?
Yeah.
A hot pot. The only thing I'd say with it is just garnished with a pastry lid. And, you know, that's not a lid, is it? That's not going to cover the whole thing. It's garnished with... I've never heard of that before. Garnished with a pastry lid. It's either a pastry lid or it's, you know... I think it's just going to be like a glorified crouton. But I'm happy to take that risk. I'd rather that than a sandwich. It concerns me a bit because it's obviously not a lid, is it? It's a garnish. So, if anything, all I'm saying is I'm happy to get that, but I wouldn't be expecting a full coverage to the hot pot.
But they wouldn't call it a lid if it wasn't a lid, surely?
Well, they wouldn't call it a garnish if it was garnished with a pastry lid. I don't know. You two need to make a decision, though. I think I'm going to go with the hot pot. Is it worth me asking them what... the lid, or do we just go for it?
Yeah, ask them now, yeah.
Hello. When you say garnished with a pastry lid, does it have pastry along the whole of it, or is it just a little bit of pastry? Okay, it's a mini pastry. It looks like a 4 centimetre by 4 centimetre. I say we just get in, mate. Like, just take the hit on this one and we'll sort out lunch next week properly.
I didn't realise I was there that long.
Seriously, who else does, like, how many centimetres the lid is? I'd say it's 4 by 4.
I wasn't sure what was going on. I went out for a pie and...
I think we're going to take the hit on this one, mate, and sort lunch out next week properly.
Garnished with a pastry lid.
6 times. If you said 6, then give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. I told you he takes it seriously.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I've got some jobs for you here. These are real jobs that you can apply for. They're not massive, high-earning jobs. They're kind of part-time. They're not that normal either, but, you know, they probably wouldn't affect your benefits, is what I'm saying. And they're definitely not going to push you into the super tax bracket. But, you know, every little helps, and Chris has found some jobs that are available now if you are looking for maybe some part-time work. So what we got first?
I'm just thinking in the run-up to Christmas, here's a good one. A cat holder downer.
Cat holder downer.
Good, that's what you just said. I'd like to know more.
I need someone to help me for about half an hour while I give my cat a haircut.
Right, so this is someone that just comes round. She needs to, like, give the cat, like a little haircut.
I don't want to pay a groomer £50 and don't want to stress my cat out by taking him somewhere he's not comfortable.
I understand that. It's a job you want to do at home, isn't it?
He's very docile and does not mind this procedure. It's just a two-man job.
Well, he obviously minds it a bit because you've got to hold him down.
Well, exactly, yeah.
I don't think he's entirely happy.
All you need to do is, one, be cool, two, dig cats, three, hold my cat for half an hour.
Okay. So if this sounds like the kind of thing that you might like to do, let me know.
This needs to be done at my flat, and I will compensate you with beer, good music, stimulating conversation, and £10.
Oh, I mean, not bad.
But that sounds like a great night, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. Watch a cat get a hairdo.
Beer.
Yeah.
Great.
£10 at the end.
Good music and stimulating conversation.
You may bring a companion, alert the authorities of your whereabouts, and do anything else you need to make sure you feel safe.
Okay. Oh, excellent. So you can bring a mate round as well, so you can chat while you're watching the cat having the haircut, and maybe even the mate could help hold it down.
There's an element of security with this. Well, because you'd be going to a stranger's house, wouldn't you, to hold the cat down?
But you're allowed to let the authorities know where you are, so it's all fine.
I will not monetarily compensate any colleagues you bring. However, said cohorts may help themselves to one of the following options. One alcoholic beverage and one snack. Two non-alcoholic beverages and one snack. Or unlimited ice-cold water and two snacks.
I'm enjoying how specific this is.
Yeah.
Because I would just forget. And then I'd grab, like, probably, let's face it, two alcoholic drinks. And I'm like, oh, no, rubbish.
Let me know you're not a weirdo in your reply. Thanks.
Okay. So if that sounds like a job for you, then get in touch.
You're not a weirdo.
You're not a weirdo. You're allowed to alert the authorities, so no security issue. If you fancy being a cat holder downer, then get in touch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, there's a Halloween party tonight. We're both going, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going as?
I got my outfit through today, actually. A full Ghostbusters outfit, including Proton Pack.
It's a classic. I'm going as, it's quite boring, Grim Reaper.
Are you?
It's going to be one of those things. I'm not a big fan of fancy dress, so after about half an hour, I'll just take it off.
Are you doing something clever with it? Are you going with, like, a Nick Grimshaw mask?
I have a mask. No, not of Nick Grimshaw. I have, a scream mask.
I thought it could be, like, the Grim Reaper. Like.
But it's just actually quite a nice black coat.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you use this as a sort of fashion thing, don't you?
Kind of, yeah. Now, my flatmate's girlfriend is really busy at work at the moment, and she's come in, but she's not had time to sort an outfit, so... She texted me earlier saying, if you're going past any shops or anything, would you be able to help me out? So I said, yeah. But I thought before going to the shops, because they might not have what she wants, I would ring round a couple to see if they have what she's looking for.
Yeah.
So I called 6 shops today, asking them if they had a black tutu.
So what's she going as, sorry?
I don't know, but she needs a black tutu for it.
I'm trying to work out what sexy Halloween thing that would be. I mean, is that...
I mean, we were talking about this yesterday. It has to be sexy something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Why Halloween outfits have to be kind of sexy, I don't know. Sexy devil.
Sexy ghost.
Sexy ghost. Look at Becky's costume. Sexy ghost.
Yeah.
Ringing up to ask for a black tutu when you're a bloke is actually fairly embarrassing. So anyway, on the last shop I phoned, I found one near Radio 1.
Okay.
It's like a couple of minutes walk away. They had one left. So I said to the girl, well, would you be able to reserve it for me, put it aside, so I can go and get it after the show later on?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, sure. What, can I take your name, please? I went, Scott Mills. Actual hysterical laughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you explain what it was for?
Well, no, probably. I didn't want to go into the details, but she definitely thinks I am wearing a black tutu at some point over the weekend.
Yeah. Was this definitely a friend thing that you were doing and definitely not you?
It definitely is, yeah. It's my flatmate's girlfriend.
Because you know the Grim Reaper doesn't wear a black tutu.
Yeah, I know. It's not part of my outfit. I'd just like to clear that up for anyone listening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, we're just going through some jobs here. A lot of people are very interested in the position of cat holder downer.
Mm.
Do you think I should have offered it to Fern first?
Why?
Well, because she only works in the mornings, doesn't she?
Oh, right, and she likes
loves
cats.
Loves them.
She'd be perfect for it.
She would be good. But I think more people will be will be wanting that now. I should have offered to her first.
Mm.
Yeah, a load of people want that. A part-time job. You get beer and £10. And you can bring a friend watching a cat have a hairdo.
Yes.
Quite good.
That would be weirder for the mate, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's a weird thing to take your mate. Like, I'm just thinking, if I rang one of the boys and said, look, I need some money, you want to hold down a cat?
Yeah, I'm holding down a cat tonight. Do you want to come?
What mate's going to go, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So these are real jobs. Some people are like, these aren't real. They are. These are things you can apply for off the internet. What have we got here?
Artist needed. Must love owls.
Oh, okay.
An owl-loving artist.
Yeah, I've never been good at drawing. You know this.
Yeah,
I can't do it at all. Literally, like, I can't visualise it in my head. If you ask me to draw an owl now, or even a horse or a dog, I could not do it.
No, I'm the same.
I mean, I can do a house, like, off of When You're Four, with, like, you know, windows and doors and just a square.
Yeah.
And maybe a roof at a push. But that's it. So I don't think this is for me, but carry on.
We need an artist to depict the following. An owl with a parrot on its shoulder.
Okay.
The parrot is very colourful. The parrot has a peg leg with a pirate hat on.
It's very specific. Like, very specific.
The owl has an eye patch and a gold chain necklace with a skull on the pendant of said necklace. The skull in the pendant has an eye patch on the opposite eye of the owl. The owl also has a wizard's hat with that typical wizard hat wrinkle. This is all within a snow globe.
What? No, right. Okay, so do you have to do this, like, from memory, or are these things in front of you at the time?
So, well, I mean,
and also, how do you get an owl to pose for a photo
on a parrot?
Or to, you know, just
no, 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 the other way around.
Yeah,
a parrot.
The
on
parrot
the
is standing
the
on the owl. But like, how do you get them to stand still long enough for you to be able to paint them?
You'd need the parrot on the owl, and then you would also need the owl to wear an eye patch and a gold chain necklace.
See, I can't see them being happy with that. I think you need an owl and parrot holder downer as well.
Yeah, good idea, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're creating jobs. This is good.
Compensation. If you can draw this, we will pay you and give you a prize.
I should hope so.
This is a part-time job.
I don't think it is. I think it sounds quite full-time.
they're a bit vague with the pay there.
Yeah, the pay vague, very vague. But if you fancy doing that, if you maybe are an artist... who does want to paint a parrot standing on an owl with one? Who's wearing the eye patch?
Owl or parrot?
I don't think it matters at the moment. Obviously, you'll get more details when you apply. Are they both wearing eye patches? I think they are.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've had a thought about my flatmate's girlfriend. Maybe she's not going as Black Swan at all. Someone says she might be going as Sexy Vicar of Dibley.
Maybe. Yes. Yes, maybe. Apparently it's got nothing to do with swans, that film.
Oh, who knew?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Chris Smith off the news is off today. So reading out the real or no reels is Newsbeat's Nomia Iqbal. And we have to rename it because she's insisted on her name being in the title. So it's Nomia Iqbal's Real or No Reel. Here it is.
It's like a Flaps Up Friday special.
Yeah,
this,
she wouldn't...
Isn't it?
She wouldn't do it otherwise. So it's Nomia Iqbal's Real or No Real. Here we go. First one.
Paledophobia is the fear of bald people.
What are you saying? Play along, by the way, at home or at work.
I missed the first one. Can you say the...
Paledophobia is the fear of bald people.
Paledophobia. This is going to be a hard one to reason because... It doesn't even sound like bald, does it? So, pelodophobia.
I've never heard of anyone being scared of a bald person. Like, ah! I mean, the bloke that drives me to all my student gigs is really bald and he's never scared me. Well. Hello. But he doesn't scare me because he's bald.
He must have some amazing stories because he has seen you on all these student nights out and he's been working with you for a lot of years.
Yeah.
We should definitely get him in one day.
No.
And like,
me and him have spent a lot of time in his car.
Yeah, I know.
Up and down the UK.
The things that car could say.
I know. Anyway,
let's
real or no
in.
Real?
Real.
Real.
Yeah.
Oh, she doesn't even embellish it. She's like, real.
Who'd have thunk it?
That probably costs loads of money as well, just that one word.
Real.
£100, please.
She says it sternly, yeah. Doesn't she?
And next...
Moronophobia is a fear of morons.
Real or no real?
I mean, it sort of makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, the name itself, but it just sounds like one that's been made up. I'm going to say no real.
No real.
All right, Nominia. God.
Boshing through.
I know. And next.
Freddie Mercury was originally going to be the fourth man to play James Bond, but refused to shave off his moustache.
Brilliant. He'd have been like the campus Bond ever. Amazing.
But a really cool one.
Yeah.
Like, he's got style. He'd be suave.
But he was like, if the moustache goes, sorry, no.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think who was Bond around that time so that I could decide if he would be a better option.
Well, I think it was... probably around that time, would it be, what, 70s, 80s, would it be?
Lazenby.
No, not that long ago. I think it might be like Sean Connery. I reckon, no, a bit later? Do you think it was between him and Roger Moore?
I can't see that. I'm going to say no real.
You got down to the final two, it's you and Moore.
Yeah, no real.
And then he had the eyebrow thing going, and like that was good.
No real.
Okay. Yeah. That clears that up then. No point discussing it, really, was there?
No.
Next.
There was a dance epidemic in Strasbourg in 1518 where some people danced for 6 days straight and died.
The way she delivers these is very...
It's like it's on the actual news.
Yeah, it's like news.
Yeah. So, a dance epidemic, very long time ago.
Is dancing contagious?
Definitely. I mean,
that would sort of make sense in terms of clubs, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Let's hear it again.
There was a dance epidemic in Strasbourg in 1518 where some people danced for 6 days straight and died.
A lot of dancing.
Yeah, but it almost makes it sound like they couldn't control how much they were dancing.
Think how much your arms would hurt if you danced the in-betweeners dance, the only one you can do for 6 days straight.
Oh, my word. Is there a world record for that we can do? I'd love to own that record.
Anyway, back to the question.
No real.
Real.
What?
Yep. A dance epidemic.
They love the dancing in Strasbourg.
I wonder what the song was. Oh, it might not have been a specific... I was thinking like Gangnam Style or something.
Oh, I didn't tell you this. Right, when I went out for some fresh air at 3 o'clock, a bloke actually Gangnam Styled past me sideways.
Really?
Yes.
Did he know?
Just outside Radio 1. No eye contact at all. But actually was doing the horse thing.
I would love to do this on the way home, especially given it's Friday. On the way out of here, I'm going to Gangnam to the tube.
Like, you know where the entrance to Radio 1 is? It's literally Gangnammed sideways and then went, like, past that cafe. And next.
The wedding cake was not always eaten by the bride. Originally, it was thrown at her to symbolise her fertility.
It's only the bride that eats the wedding cake.
There's a lot of these wedding traditions I don't really understand.
The wedding cake was not always eaten by the bride. Originally, it was thrown at her to symbolise her fertility.
Oh, I see. It wasn't always eaten by the bride. That made it sound like the bride scoffs all of it.
Yeah. I like the idea of a food
challenge.
Some
do, let's be honest. We've seen that.
Food challenge for the wife as soon as you're married. A sort of wife first situation.
Yeah. Get involved, love. There it is.
There it is. See off that cake and then we're on.
Six tears. Real or no real?
I would explain why those cakes are so big. I'm saying real.
Real.
Yeah. Yes.
Amazing. So you chuck cake at her?
Yeah.
What?
I know. Next one.
Chelsea keeper Cech smuggles Haribo sweets onto the pitch under his helmet.
No, this will mean nothing to you.
What does that even mean?
So
that might as well be Arabic. I haven't got a clue.
Can you listen to that again and tell me what you think that means?
Chelsea keeper Cech smuggles Haribo sweets onto the pitch under his helmet.
Why is he wearing a helmet?
Because he's the Chelsea keeper.
The goalkeeper?
Goalkeeper, yeah.
Do they wear helmets? No, they don't.
I wish could draw.
I've never noticed that.
I don't know if it's technically called a helmet for him, but it's Petr Cech does wear head protection.
But not all of them do.
Not all of them do.
Oh, I see. That's why I've never seen it then.
But then
so just him? He's the only person in the world that wears the helmet?
Well, no, there might be a couple of others around the world. I think it's like a set because of an injury that he had.
Right. But does he keep Fantastics in there?
Yeah, and it's not like a fireman's helmet or anything like that, Scott. It's quite a subtle thing.
Wow. Real or no real?
Does he put sweets under there? I would. I'm going to say real.
Bit of energy, isn't it? Bit of sugar.
No real.
Oh. And next.
Before the apple tree was introduced to Britain, children would regularly have a toffee ferret as a tasty treat.
Is that one?
toffee ferret.
Yeah.
Not real. That's ridiculous.
A toffee ferret?
Yes, no way.
That didn't quite sink in for me. Let me hear it again.
Before the apple tree was introduced to Britain, children would regularly have a toffee ferret as a tasty treat.
What, so it's a ferret covered in toffee?
Yeah, and I also don't trust the phrase before the apple tree was introduced to Britain.
Why? Trees were introduced.
I think before ferrets.
I'm not so sure.
I think the tree came first before the ferret.
What came... It's not something you think of a lot, is it? What came first, the tree or the ferret?
I'm saying not real.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Toffee ferret?
No.
No real.
No. And no. At the end of that stunning round of real or no real, Chris's scores are...
I got 60.
You did real good there good today. Day. Well done. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. OK, another job. Maybe you're looking for some part-time work at the moment.
Superhero sidekick needed.
These are all real jobs that we found on the internet. This sounds like something I might be interested in, actually.
I am preparing to make my debut as a masked crime fighter / cape crusader / masked avenger / protector of truth, and I'm in need of a sidekick.
Oh yes. Where do I apply?
I need someone who's available nights and weekends and who can supply their own costume.
Sounds like not that part-time.
Have you got a costume?
And you have to work weekends. Hmm?
Have you got a costume?
I've got... Actually, my tutu has just arrived.
Yes.
So... someone went to pick it up for me. This is the black tutu that my flatmate's girlfriend needs for her fancy dress for Halloween tonight. It's nice, though, isn't it?
Your flatmate's girlfriend.
That would never fit me.
It's a skimpy one, if that is what you're planning on wearing tonight. I would say
it's black.
Should have got large.
Should have bought a large. Story of my life, Chris. Anyway, on.
I have a car that will be the crime-fighting mobile. It would be cool if you could help out with petrol money sometimes, though.
Oh, so you have to pay petrol money and work weekends as well. Okay.
Discretion is a must, as no one must learn of our true identities.
See, that's a problem, because I'd want to talk about it all the time.
Yeah, you're not very good at keeping secrets.
What do you mean?
Well, you're just not. That's why I don't tell you any.
Yeah, you do.
I don't really.
What, you don't tell me any secrets?
Well, no, what I do is I do tester ones, so I'll say something.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you actually?
Yeah, to test how loose your lips are.
Oh, no. So I've been telling people all sorts. I haven't been telling people all sorts, but I could have been telling people all sorts.
This is more of an unpaid internship type situation. So if you're looking to get rich, this might not be for you. Although I would not be surprised if we're presented with a key to the city soon after our criminal foiling commences.
I've always wanted a key to a city. Mm. Do you get an actual key?
I don't know. I always imagine it's like a giant key.
Yeah.
Or you'd get a direct line to the mayor or something like that, like the bat phone. That'd be good. To the mayor.
The mayor?
Yeah, of...
The mayor?
Yeah.
The mayor?
Yes, the mayor.
The mayor?
What's wrong with mayor? That's not wrong.
I think that's wrong.
Do you call... Sorry, how do you pronounce it?
Well, we've just discovered something here. Mayor?
The mayor of London?
Yeah.
I'm sure a mayor is something else.
Okay, well, say again?
Mayor. as in John Mayer.
Lol.
But
no, not as in
Major.
John Mayer. Mayor.
Anyway. I'm sure it's a horse.
Right, I want to be a sidekick, so listen up.
If you're looking to fight evil in all its forms and be a beacon of truth and justice, then you've come to the right place. Please send a CV to this post in response.
See, I've fancied being a sidekick before for superhero, but I do look very like a villain from Batman, actually, from the 1966 film, yes. As we've discovered before. Someone took a picture of it when it was on TV, and I look exactly, Google it if you don't believe me, I look like the Riddler in the Batman film of 1966.
An absolute ringer for the Riddler.
It really does look like me. And I wasn't alive then.
I think if you...
Was I? No.
This is not a sexual thing, although I think we should wear fairly tight-fitting costumes, as we'll be scaling fire escapes and leaping from rooftop to rooftop.
Or farmer, darling, I got the tutu.
You'll be free to pick your own colour scheme and costume. I only ask that it semi-complement mine, which is green.
Okay. Any more?
I'll not discriminate on basis of gender, religion, race, or anything like that. But if someone's pretty buff, it's a no-brainer. They will move to the front of the line.
Oh, well, that's me out. Rubbish. Should have bought a large. Well, that's... It was going so well until the end bit. Cool. It doesn't say who you're a sidekick for, though, does it?
No.
Like, I don't want to be like... I don't want to turn up and then I get the job and then feel it's like Wonder Woman.
You're really quite keen on this job, though. You're not just putting this one out there. You're sort of putting yourself in the frame for this.
Well, I'm very interested if you could pass me the details immediately.
I can do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So that was Friday's LOLs. Listen to us 1 till 4 on Monday afternoon. And coming in, he's always a laugh. He's a good lad. Chris Ramsey, Monday, 1 p.m.
Radio 1.